The Lord God said when time was full, He would shine His light in the darkness. He said a virgin would conceive and give birth to the promise. For a thousand years the dreamers dreamt and hoped to see His love. But the promise showed their wildest dreams had simply not been wild enough. The promise showed their wildest dreams had simply not been wild enough. The promise was love and the promise was life. The promise meant light to the world. Living proof Jehovah saves, for the name of the promise was Jesus. Was born in Bethlehem, but came into our hearts to live. What more could God have given? Tell me, what more did He have to give? What more could God have given? Tell me, what more did He have to give? The promise was love and the promise was life. The promise meant life to the world. The promise was Jesus. The promise was love and the promise was life. The promise meant life to the world. Living proof Jehovah says, for the name of the promise was Jesus. At last the proof Jehovah says, for the name of the promise was Jesus.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design. I'm your host, Pastor and Commander Dan. Today is the 14th day of March, year 2018, and we've entitled today's program, Mind Control. There are no scheduled guests, so callers are welcome. Before we begin, we do dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the Great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. Isn't it interesting that that expression, hallelujah, has come down through the centuries virtually unchanged as a witness, as a sign of who the true people of the Bible are? We, the white Caucasian race, are the sons and daughters of Jacob. The others who claim to be and are held up by our prostitutes behind the pulpits are the Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9 impostors. Again, Christ gave us the commandment to judge by the fruits. In other words, actions speak louder than words. If only we held our politicians to the same criteria that Christ told us to check other believers out, I think we would have fared much better than the crop of critters that we have at the state and federal level today. They don't seem to understand the simplest of things, such as state and federal constitutions. You know, those little pieces of paper that they promised us they would honor and obey in order to hold that public office. Just like all those guys carrying all those guns and badges and uniforms in the military and law enforcement took the same oath to obey that paper. Because whether they realize it or not, when they violate that piece of paper, they have become outlaws. They are no longer entitled to wear the badge or the uniform. They are no longer entitled to be armed amongst us. They are no longer entitled to pull us over. They are no longer entitled to even step onto our property. They are criminals. You see, our founding fathers understood how serious it is because they had a thing called tarring and feathering. It's kind of interesting. I believe it was in Georgia that recently some lawmakers were sent little jugs or something full of tar and feathers, kind of a reminder, I guess, from the good folks of the state, that it wasn't too long ago that our men and women got together and decided that criminals pretending to be public servants, in other words, going about their business under the color of law, they were taken out and boiling hot tar was poured on their naked bodies. Yeah, tarring and feathering was not a form of humiliation. Tarring and feathering was a form of execution. So they took the errant public servants out in public, poured tar all over them, which usually would kill them. Most certainly they would die shortly thereafter from the severe burns, and while the tar was still sticky, would dump feathers on them because of their treason to we the people. You see, our founding fathers weren't squeamish about enforcing Yahweh's law, unlike the white race today that seems to be squeamish about almost everything. You see, the fear mongers, those who promote the fear porn through the media, have done their job. It is a form of mind control. You know, everybody talks about MK Ultra, the government programs, which they have proven did exist and probably still do, where they've actually spent taxpayers' dollars to figure out how to control the people's reactions. But let me tell you something. It goes further than that. As we are going to see when we go to the book of Luke chapters 22 and 23 here in just a minute. This goes way back 2,000 years ago. The Jews have not changed in their modus operandi. They haven't changed one bit. That's why the Mossad still has the motto, "By deception thou shalt make war." That's how they do it, just like their father Lucifer. He's a great deceiver. He does not have the power everybody thinks he has. Yahweh never gave him that power. Go read the story of Job. Our Heavenly Father did not give that demon from hell the power to control us. He gave him only the right to deceive us. And boy, have they done a good job of that. And part of what we're going to talk about is the correlation as to how the MO of the Jews in the days of Christ correlates to what is going on today, as these weak-willed and weak-minded adolescents and even adults are protesting what they call gun violence. Now, we all are familiar with the term hypocrisy. Doesn't it strike anybody strange that all of these retards are in the streets and getting every soapbox that they can find to stand on, decrying gun violence? Oh my God, these poor children who may or may not have died. But let's assume that there were some casualties. Okay, there was a handful of students who actually did get wounded or killed. Now, these same hypocrites don't have any problem with the Jewish-owned abortion mills ripping babies out by the thousands a day and selling off their body parts to research laboratories and cosmetics factories. So let me ask you, brain-dead morons out there, why is it that you're upset about, quote, gun violence? But if the butchery happens in a Jewish-run abortion mill, it's okay. Do you people realize just how stupid you sound when somebody actually takes the time to analyze what's going on today? You know, turns off that electronic toilet called a television set, disconnects from the matrix called cable television, and all of the other insanity that comes across that flat screen image of the beast. When you disconnect from that, your brain actually starts to come back to life. You know, as long as you're tuned into the flat screens, no matter what device it is, if it's got a flat screen on it, it's going to suck the intelligence right out of you. So when you disconnect from it, you can actually start to think about things, and it doesn't take very long to realize what's going on today is a bunch of simpletons that have been bought and paid for because their brains just don't work. They just show what soy boys and soy girls they are, and also what hypocrites they are. Now, we might want to believe you guys actually are concerned about the lives of these, quote, students and faculty if you were also down at the abortion mills run by our satanic Jews that are making tremendous profits off of butchering babies and selling off their parts. I think I could take you more seriously if you were down there demanding that they be pulled out of those buildings and strung up with rope. But I don't see that happening, including that prostitute down there at the church who claims to be the vicar of Christ. If it's a Catholic church, if it's a Catholic Protestant church, because they're kind of related, I don't see him out there either. So you guys are a bunch of retards and hypocrites too. How do we believe you? Does anybody with any sanity left in them believe you cucks, retards, snowflakes, soy boys, when you're sitting there with the Jewish shekel still clanging in your pockets that they paid you to go out and protest because you don't have enough initiative and brain power to do it on your own? So the Jews have to come in and whip up the crowd just as they did in Luke 22 and 23 that we're going to talk about. That's how the Jews always do it. They can't win in an open debate because they have flawed logic. Okay, their father Lucifer tells them that they're really smart and really good, but those of us on this side of the fence with Yeshua HaMashiach, when we look at them, we realize that, no, they really aren't that sharp. They can't win in an honest debate because they have flawed Luciferian logic. And so they have to do exactly as the Mossad does, make their war against the white Christian populations by using deception. So what's the deception today? They get a bunch of brain-dead, weak-willed, mind-controlled dupes out there, put some shekels in their pockets, send down a few celebrities that you own, that you guys had some spirit cooking together here the last weekend, and you decided to let them go out and be the lieutenants, and foam up all this fake hysteria. And it's fake because it's bought and paid for it, just as it was in the days of Christ. Isn't it amazing? 2,000 years later, and they still operate the same way. I'm not amazed that they stick to the program because it works for them so well. What I'm amazed at is white men and women are so stupid that they let this happen time and time and time again, without realizing that they're being played for fools, that their rights are being stripped away, which means that they're being set up for the slaughter that comes after. Just like our Russian cousins learned that terrible, terrible lesson 100 years ago. Wasn't that long ago, was it? 100 years is a flash in the pan, historically speaking. And yet, only 100 years later, most people are completely brain dead, because, again, they're focused on the flat screens. That's all that matters to them. Their life revolves around the flat screens. And so they don't stop to think about what hundreds of millions of Russians and others suffered at the hands of the Jewish Bolshevik communists. You know, here's another case in point. They always try to hide stuff, you know. They went by the term Bolshevik. Now, to the average nincompoop in the white race outside of Russia, you don't give that a second thought, do you? Well, okay, they called themselves Bolsheviks. So what, Dan? Well, do you know what Bolshevik stands for? It means the majority. Now, you have to ask yourself, were the Bolshevik Jews in Russia the majority of Russian people? No, they weren't even close. They were a tiny minority. But thanks to the Jews of New York City, they had $20 million in gold bullion in 1917. That was a lot of money. So they could buy a lot of protesters. Oh, Dan, that sounds like what's happening today. And this happened to the Russian people 100 years ago. The Bolsheviks, who were actually Mensheviks, which means minority, but they called themselves Bolsheviks. So the Russian people go, well, they called themselves Bolsheviks. They must be the majority. I don't agree with what's going on, but, well, they are the majority, right? Or they wouldn't call themselves Bolsheviks. Do you see the parallels here, folks? They've got all of the media controlled, so they are panning all these bought and paid for, weak-willed, mind-controlled crowds so that anybody that's paying attention to the image of the beast, called a flat screen, you're thinking it's the Bolsheviks, the majority, when in fact it's a tiny, tiny, tiny minority bought and controlled by the communists. So here we go down the same path that our Russian cousins went down. So do you know what comes next? Do any of you ever read your history books? What comes after the Bolsheviks succeed in taking control of the government, religion, finance, media, and then the last step, disarm the Christians? Disarm the white Christian families so they are defenseless. Then the butchery and the slaughter comes. Same MO, same outcome every time. And yet we've got people with all of the technology at our fingertips, all of the information, all of the history, all of the people like Alexander Solzhenitsyn who lived through that Bolshevik period, and he wrote extensively about it, warning Western civilization. These same automatons sit here today and denounce Hitler and the German National Socialists. You know, I've reached the point that no matter how good of a YouTube discussion's going on, or if it's a website with a YouTube that they've put up or a video, and there's supposedly intelligent people talking about what's going on today, if they start talking about the Germans with the Jewish point of view, I turn them off. Because one of two things. The first thing that they are is ignorant. And if they're ignorant of true history and the Holocaust and all the lies that the Jews have told about World War II, then why would I be listening to them? If they, after all of this time, all of the witnesses, all of the research, all of the things provided by the revisionists like the Institute for Historical Review out west, and many others, Spotlight, the Barnes Review, they're all over the place. People who have tore the whole World War II Jewish version completely apart. So after all this time, if they're still denouncing the Germans, then either they are ignorant, uneducated, or they're part of the conspiracy against Christianity. Let's make sure everybody's well aware of the fact that what we're in right now is a fight for the existence of the white race in general and Christianity specifically. All right? These people hate the white race, and they especially hate white Christians. Now, we could get into a many-hour discussion of why they hate those two entities. But there's been many of things talked about by the other folks here at EFR over the past 2 years. discussing why they hate us. It goes back to biblical, it goes back to historical roots, so we don't need to cover that. The fact of it remains that they hate us, and they want to destroy us. So again, we have to become very, very discerning at this point in time on who we're going to listen to. Who are we going to give our trust to? And number one for me is anybody supporting this Jewish point of view of World War II, they need to be ignored. Because they are just like Satan's kids and Satan himself, who will let you tell an ocean of truth as long as he can float a lie on the top. Rush Limbaugh has been a willing dupe for the Luciferians. Alex Jones has been a willing dupe for the Luciferians. And there's many, many others. Of course, we should say that if they've got millions and millions of dollars in their budgets and studios, that's a pretty good hint that they're allowing the lie to come out on the top, isn't it? So be very, very careful, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of convincing people out there that are telling us to sit back and wait. Everything's under control. We've got white hats. Trump is trying to do a great job. Blah, 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 blah. Well, what is the Holy Spirit telling you? What did the prophets tell you through the writings? Do you see the fruit? All I see is words. All I see is this QAnon posting things and then a bunch of people sit around trying to decipher the code. When did Christ speak in code? Well, the kind of code they're using, he never used. The only time Christ spoke in code, he called it parables, was when he was standing amongst a mixed multitude that included Jews. Because he knew that they are Satan's kids and that eventually they would be the Christ killers that they are and have always been. So then he would speak in parables, and when the disciples asked him why he did that, he said, because there are those here amongst us that if they heard that spoken plainly, they might repent and be saved. But they are condemned already. From the Garden of Eden on, Nakash and his progeny have been cursed. They are the antichrists, meaning both substitute and against. Are they going to give us a substitute Christ? Well, in a way, what the hell do you think Donald Trump is? Isn't he being hailed as a Messiah for the downtrodden white Christian population? I'm not saying he is or isn't, but I'm saying, is he not a type of that? Have people made him a false Messiah? Even though he's surrounded by Satanists, he's constantly kowtowing to them and putting them in high positions within his cabinet. And again, where are the fruits of all these promises? Where are the orange pajamas being worn by the likes of Hillary Clinton? She has committed enough crimes, she should be stretching a rope. Last time I checked, she's still walking free, her and her deadbeat husband. And a whole host of other critters out of the District of Columbia, or the Diabolical Cabal. That's another thing DC could stand for, the Diabolical Cabal. They sure as hell aren't in there for us. So now we have this sort of quandary that we're in. We've got all of this media, alt media, telling us to sit back, relax, go ahead and let the trigger down on that pistol, go ahead and take the magazine out of that rifle. Because you've got a Messiah in Washington and you've got a bunch of good guys in the military who've got this under control. Really? It sure doesn't look that way from where I'm sitting. Again, we've got lots of rhetoric. tons and tons of rhetoric out there, tons and tons of postings, tons and tons of Anon 8chan analysts and researchers telling us that the codes mean this and mean that. But I don't see the fruit. I'm a pretty simple farm boy. I just want to do what Messiah says and show me the fruit. I don't see the fruit. Babies are still being ripped out of mothers' bellies. Traitors are still walking my streets. Congress critters with the IQ of average room temperatures are still making laws. We've got law enforcement completely out of control that are doing things that are completely unconstitutional and immoral. Not all of them, no. But it's still happening, and I don't see the punishment. You see, that's the problem. Where are the two FBI, if they really were FBI, the two individuals, we'll just say that were dressed up like Oregon State policemen, probably Mossad agents, really, dressed up as Oregon State policemen, where are they today? Are they hanging from ropes? You know, the ones that killed Lavoie Finicum, murdered him. Okay, it was outright murder. I don't see them hanging from ropes, and I don't see them in front of a firing squad. So justice is denied yet again. Where are the people responsible for the cop in Arizona that gunned that guy down in the La Quinta hotel in the hallway, who was on his knees, unarmed, in just a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, obviously unarmed, and a rogue cop murdered him on camera in front of five or six other officers as witnesses to his murder. I don't see him in front of a firing squad. Why not? Again, I'm a simple guy. If you guys are out there and you're fixing our problems, how come we're not seeing it? As Colonel Potter and Major Motley, retired Marine Corps Major Motley, and many, many others that are out there on YouTube channels and everything else talking about what's going on today. Here again, we're given a lot of things that says good stuff is being done for us, but we're just not seeing the fruit, guys. So what the hell's going on here? So there's a lot of things going on, and we need to stay very, very attentive to that. The remnant, Yahweh's remnant. Now, all these other people, well, if they fall by the sword, they sort of asked for it, didn't they? So this message is going out to the remnant, the people that truly love our Heavenly Father and love the earth that He created and love mankind as He created it. You see, they like to paint us as haters, and that's usually Jewish groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Anti-Defamation League, the B'nai B'rith, and all this stuff. Those are Jewish hate groups. So anything pro-white or pro-Christian is hate to them. Well, from their point of view, it is hate, because they're trying to turn this into a Jewish occupied territory, just like Palestine, so that they can walk out and murder anybody they want to that's anti-Jewish or anti-Talmudist, just like they do over in Itzalai, where they walk around and murder the Palestinians at will. Well, they want to be able to do that here. So this is the takeover. They're not quite there yet. There's still too many white Christians, and that's why they want to disarm us, because they realize that we're getting very, very close to the point that George Bush Sr. and even Hillary Clinton referred to, the fact that if the American people ever learned what we have done, they will hunt us down and hang us. Well, you know what? You two butts, you're right. You should be hung. If the American people had any sense and any courage in them, there would be mobs outside your homes going in to drag you out and do just that, because then there would be true justice. So we don't have justice in America. We don't have anything close to justice in America. And that's why we often talk about a military tribunal. Now, here's the problem. Everybody assumes that we're talking about the current military. Not necessarily so, because we're not sure yet if the modern military is on the good guy's side or the bad guy's side, are we? Because here again, we don't see the fruit. We can't take for granted that anybody in any uniform is on our side. Meaning on the side of the Lamb, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. That's the only side that matters in this fight. We're at the end of the age. This is for all the marbles. I hope everybody listening to this understands that. So we need some proof before we accept that you're with us. Even in the word, in the scriptures, it talks about having a fleece or having a code word or a shibboleth or a password or whatever. We need to see something that says that you guys are for real. Because right now we don't see it. All we see again are false flags still going on, the Jews still clamoring for all the Antichrist legislation and Antichrist activity in Washington and elsewhere. We still have criminality here in Florida with that deadbeat governor we got, the criminal and his wife that made millions of dollars selling us supposed killers for mosquitoes, for Zika. Are you shitting me? Zika? Oh, yeah, Zika, that the worst thing that's going to happen to you is get a headache. Yeah, they told you it calls, encephalitis or whatever with the shrinking of the heads, and that was another BS story by liars in government because they're making millions and millions of dollars selling you bullshit to kill mosquitoes that couldn't hurt you if they wanted to. But you're going to let them spray this crap on us, probably find out it's a carcinogen on top of it. So not only did they sell you at the cost of millions and millions and millions of taxpayer dollars into the pockets of his wife and his pockets, our illustrious governor, but they sprayed all this on us to kill a mosquito that the worst thing that was going to happen to us is we're going to get a headache. Because that's all the more Zika is. And by the way, Zika is a patented so-called disease. Do you simpletons understand what that means? It means it was man-made. It doesn't happen in nature. I wonder who invented Zika. What is it that the investigators say? Qui bono? Who benefits? Let's see. Who benefited from the invention of a thing called Zika? Oh, that's right. Jewish pharmaceutical companies, Jewish vaccination companies, Jewish lawmakers, and a governor and his wife in Florida. Have you put any of the pieces together yet, people? Have you figured out that we're being played for by fools from every sector of government? Government is the beast, and you're looking to the beast to be your savior. Do you understand how silly that is? Think about it now. Think about it very hard. You're asking the beast to save you. Isn't that what you're supposed to be asking Yeshua? Isn't the army that Ezekiel 37 talks about, isn't it made up of our people? Or is it made up of a bunch of cronies in the government, in the intelligence agencies, and the Zionist communist Jews? You think they're going to save you? I'm not going to wait around for them to save me. I suppose you have the right to do whatever you want to, but this is the warning Yeshua is giving to you. All right? Father says he's not going to do anything that he doesn't send his prophets to warn you ahead of time. Why do you think Father Yahweh established Eurofolk Radio? Why do you think Father Yahweh brought together the men of Eurofolk Radio? What do you think it is that they're doing? Prophesizing, trying to get you to wake up to what's going to happen very soon. You know, they got us all looking around as if there's a tribulation coming. You haven't figured out yet that you're in the middle of it. It's been going on. It isn't getting ready to start. It started 100 years ago, if not further. Just go back and take a tally on the number of Christian men, women, and children butchered by communists, butchered by criminals, butchered by governments. That toll is staggering. Now, if you take a look at the number of children that would have been born had those people not been murdered, it's even higher yet. The white race is on its way out already. It's below the replacement level. Most white people don't even care. They really don't care. I mean, that's how silly it's gotten. They don't realize who created the civilization that we all seem to enjoy. All this technology, all these things that have been built, all the architectural things, all of the science, medicine, even in the world of naturopathy, all the things have been put together, like Dr. Bach and many other doctors who have passed on their information to us from all their studies. Phenomenal things. And yet we keep turning to the beast that created the problems as if they're going to solve our problems. Kind of foolish, don't you think? Anyway, let's go to Luke 22. Spend a few minutes there. Again, let me give the call-in number should anybody want to call in. It's area code 605. And I hope you have your pens and pencils handy. Area code 605-472-5300. And then the code number for this program is 649-249. And tonight I'm not monitoring any of the blog windows and chat rooms, etc. Not for any particular reason other than I just don't feel like it tonight. So if somebody wants to call in, certainly feel free to do so, but I'm not going to monitor this stuff tonight. So if we go to the book of Luke and we go down here to right around verse 39, we can start the story. I'm going to use the World English Bible for tonight. And again, there is no English Bible that I put 100% confidence in. Something that we as the elders of Jacob Israel should consider doing here in a very near future. I would like to start something like what Wikipedia, what they do, which is have an open format where people can make comments, post things, make suggestions for a better interpretation. However, it would not take effect until the elders sat down and advised and consulted as to whether they should accept that revision or that addendum. I think it would almost make it like a living document. That way all this tremendous research with Lamsa's idioms and other websites that have put the Aramaic idioms together for us and all the different translations, Pastor Steve's translation, we could incorporate all the stuff he's done. So, and then we could come up with what we call the Identity Bible. That's what we need, an Identity Bible. Because that's the only point of view that matters. Because if you can't identify who is who in the zoo, what good is the information in the Bible? Think about it. Doesn't make any sense at all. No wonder so many pagans and racialist groups and folks like that out there call the Bible a comic book. What they didn't understand is it's like any well-written document. You got to have a key. You got to have a legend. What good's a map if you don't know what the legend is? If you don't know what the little symbols mean? If you don't know how many inches to a mile? If you don't know the legend, what good is a map? What good is the scripture as a map to our history if you don't know who's who? Okay? Think about it. So if you want to pick something out and get something from it, that's what you need to do. I apologize here. I got a note and I'm trying to read it real quick here. Okay. One of my listeners has a background in nursing, and she's reaffirming the what I was saying about Zika and the I don't know how to pronounce it. It's basically the enlargement of the head, some sort of encephalitis. But the point is, we're getting played. We're constantly being given dumped on with false information, just like today. The students are demanding that we do something about the gun violence, which is just a euphemism for we want to take the guns away from the adults. Well, let me tell you Jews something. I don't give a damn if you got every teenager to agree with your sorry asses. You're not getting my guns. All right. I can see through your rhetoric. I can see through your scheming. I can see through this whole thing. I see the shekels in their pockets. It's treason. I can hear the words of the little Jew standing behind the crowds, handing their little scripts of what to say, and the little Jews in the media walking up here. Now, we want Sally. Come here, Sally. Are you a good little girl? Have you been properly indoctrinated down at the synagogue and what to say tonight? Okay, now you can talk. Well, no, you with the Trump shirt, you stay away. Oh, you with the NRA shirt, you stay away. We just want the good little goyim here that can come up and spew the Jew party line. You can get every teenager to buy your Jewish, Talmudic, Kabbalistic, Luciferian garbage all you want, and we're not going to surrender our firearms. You can send the guys in the local law enforcement down, and we're not going to surrender our firearms. If you can convince the poor saps in the military that they need to sacrifice their lives trying to take our guns, send them on down. If you want to bring in Chinese troops, you think they're going to fare any better, send them on down. We're tired of waiting. All right? Stop playing these games. If you had all the power you think you had, you wouldn't be going through all this rigmarole with all of these staged events and all of this staged crap on the news media trying to convince us why we need to let you disarm us. Send them. Send the best you've got. We're tired of waiting. Trump, if you're for real, then you better do something now, because we're getting tired of waiting. Any of you retired admirals and generals that are supposedly really patriots and really doing a good job and really want to stop these commies, well, then it's time to get the show on the road, boys. It's time to get the show on the road. Let the bullets fly. Because people are dying already, okay? Everybody says, well, that might, you know, a lot of people just might die. What the hell do you think's happening now, morons? Just because the people dying are over in the Middle East doesn't mean people aren't dying. Just because the commies are killing their own people in China doesn't mean people aren't dying. Just because it's the Palestinians there at the hands of the bloodthirsty Jews and it's a lie doesn't mean people aren't dying. If it takes a few more of us to die along here to get rid of these bastards and put them in the dirt where they belong, then so be it. We're going to be in the dirt sooner or later anyway. That's foretold. That's Yahweh's plan. From the moment you were born, that's your destiny, folks. Get used to it. It's really not that hard. Even my own father, about a year before he passed, told me, dying is easy. It's the living that's hard. Amen, Dad. And I know you can hear me, but amen to that. The living is what's tough. Trying to deal with people that have brains that God gave them and they just refuse to use them. Information flowing out of our ears. We've got electronic data all around us and people still can't figure it out. Why? Because they choose not to. Or they're just too damn lazy. That's what makes it tough. The solution to all these problems is easy. I'm getting tired of Dr. Corsi and all. You know, they may have their hearts in the right place, but I'm getting tired of all this. You're stepping around the 800-pound elephant in the middle of the room. It's the Jews, people. Stop talking about the Illuminati and the cabal and the deep state and the special executive. What the hell's it called? The SES. What's that stand for? Special Executive Service. Whatever these Obama appointees that run the shadow government. They all need to be locked up. Most of them are Jews anyway. And again, you know, I put comments in a lot of channels now. I'm not even going to stop holding back. Hey, you people need to figure it out. Like today, there was one, they were talking about this assault on our Second Amendment. So I just put in the comment, hey, Ted Nugent figured it out. And his fame is rock music, right? Ted Nugent of Detroit. And I like Ted. I'm not trying to disparage Ted, but he doesn't have a Harvard Law degree, as far as I know. You know, he doesn't claim to be a rocket scientist. He figured it out. I do know he's a patriot. And I'll fight with you, Ted. If you get a band of men together, call me. I may not be the best guy on the squad, but I'll show up. As long as you're going to do something about it. Anybody out there that's going to actually do something about this mess we're in, call me. I'll be glad to go. All right? It's time for them to start dying. It's time for violence to start happening to these communists. They've been sitting here taking us out one or two at a time, like Lavoie Finicum when he's up there unarmed and out on the middle of the road, and he's out there in knee-deep snow and he can barely move, and two pieces of dog meat guys gun him down from behind protection and barriers known as cars or SUVs. And he's got his hands in the air. That's what kind of brave guys we're up against when they outnumber you and they've got you all alone on a highway and they got you surrounded. That's what kind of great guys we've got to deal with on the battlefield. I'll take them on. If that's what my enemies like, they got to have you 50-1 and you're up with your hands in the air while they've got full automatic weapons trained on you. That's what kind of brave souls we're up against. Yeah, let's get going. I know some real soldiers. I know some real police officers. And one of them can take out about 20 or 30 of you. Because you're cowards. You're cowards. In fact, you go over there to learn from the cowards themselves over in Itzelai. We send our police officers and military over there to learn how to be cowards and butchers from the best on earth. That's the Mossad and the rest of those Israeli Defense Force cowards and punks over there in Itzelai. Yeah, we send our guys over there. Can you imagine that? These are the guys that live in filth or pieces of dog meat, are subhuman, and have no problem gunning down Palestinian children. And yet we're sending them over there to learn how to do things over here. You know, everybody talks about, well, what would Jesus say? Well, here's the perfect one for you to apply that to. What is Messiah going to say when we walk in front of him and have to explain the sanity of sending white Christian men and sometimes women over to that litter box in Palestine to have them teach our people how to conduct law enforcement or military operations? We're the house of Jacob Israel. We're the people of the Bible. They're Satan's kids. Everything's upside down. Did you notice that today? Everything. Everything is upside down, which is exactly what Satan does. He makes a mockery of the living God. That's why he's called Antichrist, Anti-Yahweh. So anyway, Luke 22:39, we'll start out there. He came out and went, as his custom was, to the Mount of Olives. His disciples also followed him. When he was at the place, he said to them, "Pray that you do not enter into temptation." He was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, quote, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Hallelujah. How many of our people pray prayers like that? You know, I can't tell you how many people have told me, I don't believe in God because, I said my prayers and he just doesn't answer them. Well, Joe, what did you pray for? Well, I prayed to win the lottery. Or I prayed to get that promotion at work. And I didn't get it, so there must not be a God. Really? That's what you prayed for? And you think the living God is going to honor that prayer? Dumber than a box of rocks. 43, an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. Whoa, wait a minute. An angel from heaven. Angel, angelos, messenger. From the heavenlies. Whoa, and strengthened him. Let's see, so when Father gives you a task, he strengthens you. Where have I read that? Oh, that's right. Fox's Book of Martyrs. Have any of you people ever read that? Oh, that's right. We don't read anymore. I'm sorry. Maybe it was on a Kindle. Maybe it was on a flat screen. Or even better yet, maybe it was an audio book because you guys can't pick up a book and actually read it anymore. So you have to have it spoon-fed to you. So maybe there. Now, maybe did you actually read Fox's Book of Martyrs? Unbelievable. Anyway, if you read that or any of the actual eyewitness accounts to the Catholic Church's murdering of true Christians back in the Middle Ages, it would bring a lot of meaning to that. His sweat was like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he rose up from his prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. Sounds like the white race, doesn't it? Sleeping. Sound asleep. And he said to them, "Why do you sleep? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation." While he was still speaking, behold, a multitude, and he who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. Oh, Judas Iscariot. The modern-day church tells you that was his last name. Really? Iscariot's his last name? Iscariot in the Aramaic means man of Kerioth. It was a location, not a name. Dummies. Judas was a Jew. Iscariot, Kerioth was a suburb of Bethlehem, or Jerusalem, I'm sorry, where the Jews hung out. So Judas was a Jew. That's why Christ said at the supper, there's a devil that sups with us. Devil. Child of Satan. Adversary. Sups with us. So Judas was leading them, and he came near to Jesus to kiss him, Yahshua HaMashiach. But Jesus said to him, "Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" Hey, Jew, do you pretend to be one of my own, so much so that you would even give me a kiss the whole time while you've plotted my murder? Hey, white Christian America, do the Judas goats, do the communist pig dogs pretend to be caring about your children and violence while they're planning your death and destruction? You see what I mean, folks? Nothing's changed. On camera, they're going to tell you how much they love humanity. Oh, they just hate violence. Yeah, these same people that cut babies out of women's bellies and sell the body parts off to make billions of dollars. Yeah, they hate violence, all right. These same people that have cures, we have cures for cancer, we have cures for many diseases, but they don't want them out there because, after all, there's no money in cures. Money is in sick people. Yeah, these same people, okay? Hypocrites, hypocrites. When those who were around him saw what was about to happen, they said to him, "Lord, shall we strike them with the sword?" Wait a minute. This is at the end of Christ's ministry. And they had swords. Now, if what Jesus would say is, well, you know, a good Christian shouldn't have a steward. I've actually had pastors and stuff tell me this, if you can believe it. I almost laughed in their faces when they told me this. It's so funny. Yeah, a good Christian shouldn't even think of owning a gun because, you know, we're anti-violence because that's what Christ would do and say. Really? Dumbass? That's what you think that Christ would say? And yet right here in Luke 22, it's telling you the disciples, the guys closest to him, the ones that have been in an apprenticeship with him for 3.5 years, they're walking beside him with swords. So if weapons and violence was so much an anti-Christ, then how come Christ had no problem with his disciples carrying swords? In fact, it's in another chapter of Luke where he tells them to go and buy more because he's leaving. So even with Yahweh himself in a flesh body walking amongst them, he allowed them to carry a means of self-defense. Isn't that amazing? And yet these retards in the media today and even on some of the YouTube channels are trying to debate whether we have a right to defend ourselves, that we have a right to have weapons. And these sorry sack excuses for preachers and churches are out there telling their congregations to support this, quote, end of violence by getting rid of the guns. Even though they're too dumb to figure out every one of these things is a staged event. It really is staged. Whether anybody got hurt or not, it makes no difference. They're staged events, much like 9/11. People got hurt in 9/11. That doesn't change the fact that it was a Mossad operation with help from their Mossad and Israeli buddies in the U.S. government. Okay? That's a fact. It's not conspiracy theory. It's a fact. Staged event doesn't mean people didn't get hurt, because staged event isn't the same thing as a hoax. A hoax is it's all fake, which some of them are. Sandy Hook is a complete hoax. But they're staged for a reason, because it's called mind control. You people need to wake up to the fact you're being played like a well-tuned piano. You need to wake up. Come out of that slumber. Unplug from the matrix. So here in Luke 22, we find out that they had swords. In fact, a certain one, we know it was Peter later on, we find that out, but a certain one of the disciples struck the servant of the Most High priest and cut off his right ear. Now, I've talked about this in churches and in assemblies even before the radio show even started. Does anybody out here actually think that he was aiming for that guy's ear? Let me ask you a question. If you had violent people coming to do violence to you and Messiah, and Lord knows what they might do to you, and they're coming at you and you're going to pull a sword on them, which is a capital offense to them. In other words, they're going to kill you if they get a chance. Are you going to aim for his ear, or are you going to aim for his neck? It's amazing to me how many people actually think Peter's job here, his focus was to take the guy's ear off. First of all, it's pretty damn hard to do because the ear is up and down. The sword is often swung on the horizontal plane. So what are you going to do? Tell the guy to hold still? Hold still now. I don't want to miss. I might nick you. I might hurt you. So hold still. I'm just going to lop off your ear. You know, every time I say it, it sounds dumber and dumber, anybody that thinks that. It really is. I'm sorry. If you folks out there actually think Peter was aiming for the ear and not the throat, again, I feel sorry for you, really, because rocks have a higher IQ than you do. No, he was going for his throat, and the guy ducked. Obviously, he ducked out of the way, and the tip of the sword cut off his ear. So Yeshua said, let me at least do this. And he touched his ear and he healed them. Now, did he grow a new ear? Did he put the old ear on there? We don't know. Does it really matter? All we know is that Yeshua chastised the disciple because he was interfering with the plan. Yeshua said to the chief priests, captains of the temple, and the elders who had come against him. So all of them were out there, weren't they? You can just picture Washington, D.C. or Tallahassee emptying to come out and get the Christian folks. Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you in the temple daily, you did not stretch out your hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. Now, in Aramaic, the darkness is also symbolic of ignorance, lack of knowledge. Okay? So these people that are going along with the Jews of that day, just like these ignoramuses out here today demonstrating against those of us that own firearms, you're showing your power of darkness as well. You're showing that you're bought and paid for. A few shekels in your pocket and a few minutes in front of a TV camera, and you would sell out your whole country. You would sell out your ancestors. Now, those of you that are non-white and Jewish, you're actually just going along with the flow. You don't know any better. But any white, real white people, and Jews aren't white, by the way, so stop that nonsense right now. Do not equate Jews and Caucasians. They're not the same people. Never have been, never will be. Racially or spiritually. Verse 54, they seized him and led him away and brought him into the high priest's house. Didn't take him to court, brought him into the high priest's house. But Peter followed after from a distance. When they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtroom and had sat down together, Peter sat among them. A certain servant girl saw him as he sat in the light and looked intently at him, said, "This man was also with him," meaning the Christ. Peter denied Yeshua, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." After a little while, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." You know, can you just see it now? The media and the Jews and the media going, "One of them," those Bible believers, those gun believers, those Constitution believers, those racial purity believers. Can't you just picture the look on their face with the horns coming out and the little red mask and their red tail and their little pitchfork? Yeah, them nasty Christians. Oh, I want to see them all die. Yes. Yeah, it's Lucifer's kids. Nakash. Shh, shh, shh. That's why they called him Nakash, to simulate the sound of a snake in the grass. Shh. You can be gods to yourself. Shh. It's okay, Eve. Come here and lay down with me. Shh. Can you hear it? That little Nakash Jew serpent in the background. It's okay, kids. We're not going to do harm to you. We just want to see the violence end. So you've got to get mommy and daddy to give up their guns so we can let our Bolshevik friends come in here and rape and murder like we did your Russian cousins 100 years ago. Well, we want to do it again. Shh. So here's a couple more bags of shekels. Get out there and pretend like you're really, really upset because mom and dad just aren't doing the right thing. Come on, kids. Get out there now. Come on. You don't want to be called names, do you? Come on, we're not going to hurt anybody. Can't you hear the hissing of that serpent? After a little while, somebody else saw him and said, "You're also one of them." And Peter answered, "Man, I am not." After about 1 hour passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Truly, this man was also with him, for he is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." Can you just picture some of the white race right now tonight? "Well, yeah, my neighbor here, he's one of them Second Amendment guys. But, you know, I've been watching this idiot box all day, and these Jewish announcers have convinced me that, you know, the problem is the damn guns. I mean, we just got to get rid of the guns and all the problems will go away." Can't you just picture that? Some of your white neighbors and friends, so-called friends, and not really your friends, but how they're sitting there going along with the media. "Yeah, well, yeah, Marge, We just got to get out there and demonstrate with them their kids, you know, because they're making us look bad because they're out there demonstrate, take them guns away. And we need to go out there too because, you know, they might make fun of us since we're related to them. So let's get out there and we're just going to denounce them guns since these good fine Jews have told us it's the guns' fault. You know, it's not the government agents and the Mossad that planned all this. It's never the government that's murdered hundreds of millions of innocent souls over the last couple hundred years. Of course, it's not them. Of course, it's not the murderous Jews that butchered Palestinians on a daily basis. No, no, no. They're not behind this. It's those white Christians that believe in the Bible and the Second Amendment. Yeah, they're the problem. Oh, my gosh. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you're talking about. Immediately, he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. Yahweh turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the Lord's word, how he said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Yahweh knows what's going to happen ahead of time, doesn't he? He went out and wept bitterly. All of you white people, if you don't take a stand right now, you're going to be just like Peter. If you don't rise up right now and take a goddamn stand, you're going to weep bitterly just like Peter. Just like the Russians, like Alexander Solzhenitsyn, wept bitterly when they realized that they could have defeated the Jewish Bolshevik communist Jews, could have defeated them easily. As he says in his book, even if we only had hatchets and pitchforks, we could have destroyed them. A mere handful of bloodthirsty, murderous Jews brought down the Russian Empire. What's that say? What's that say? By the use of terror, blackmail, and control of the information. Exactly what they're doing in America today. Exactly what they're going to do today. You're going to be like Peter, weeping bitterly after the Bolsheviks take our guns, rape our daughters, murder our family members, and then finally murder us after we get to watch what happens to them. If you don't think that's what they're going to do, go read the history of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Go read the eyewitness accounts. Go read Alexander Solzhenitsyn's book. And there's other people, too. Go read The Long Walk. Good friend of mine recommended that book. The guy that wrote it is still living. At least he was a couple years ago in England. He's a Polish cavalry officer that was abducted by the communists after they took over Poland. And read what they did to him and what he saw. The Long Walk. It's disgusting. I don't want to be weeping bitterly. I would rather be bleeding on the ground, knowing that I did something to stop these people. I don't want to sit here and say, God, if only I had done something. Maybe you can live with that. I don't want to live with that. I want to stand with guys like James Lancia and Jay of Downtown White Police, and Pastor Steve here, and Pastor Eli, and Dan Kersey, and Greg Howard, and Paul, and Chris, and June, and all the other good Israelites that are out there. I'd rather go into a field of battle with them shoulder to shoulder and take my chances with Yahweh on my side, praying as Gideon prayed before his great battles. Praying Psalm 91, praying Psalm 149, praying Psalm 23. Rereading the story of Gideon and his men and how they were victorious, even though they were small in number. It's not the size of our army that counts, ladies and gentlemen. It's what's in our hearts. The men who held Jesus mocked him and beat him, just like the Antichrist are doing to us Christians today. Having blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked, prophesy, Who is the one who struck you? They spoke many things against him, insulting him. Typical of Jews, isn't it? Put a blindfold over you and then say, okay, figure out which of us is spitting on you and beating you. Just like a Jew that cries out, I'm a victim of a victim, while he's got a knife at your throat. Nothing new under the sun, is there? That's the way they were 2,000 years ago. That's exactly the way they operate today. As soon as it was day, the assembly of the elders of the people was gathered together, both chief priests and scribes. Both the hierarchy of the mainstream denomination churches and the lawyers. That's what that's saying in today's language. And they led him away into their council, saying, if you are the Christ, tell us. Can't you picture it now as they take the Bundys into custody, as they took Lavoie and some of the other people and harassed them? They took the Branch Davidians that survived and actually put them in prison. Can you believe that? They were surrounded and murdered by rogue elements of the United States government and the Mossad, and yet they survived. Actually, people survived that inferno, and then they were put in jail for just being there. Uri Call, the son of Gordon Call, still languishes in a jail. His crime? Being the son of Gordon. And because they killed Gordon too soon, and they didn't get to torture him, they decided to take out their revenge on Uri. That's what Jews do. That's what Jews do. You call that justice? There is no justice there. They butchered and mutilated Gordon's body when they finally found him. And what was his crime? Oh, that's right. He stood up for his family and tried to prevent them from being murdered. Oh, geez, that's right. It's okay for them to murder us, but we can't defend ourselves and do any harm to them. Do you see any kind of Jewishness to that way of thinking? It's okay for people in uniform and with badges to murder us, but we can't defend ourselves against them? How does that work? It works in your enslavement. It works in the destruction of your white Christian nation. That's how it works. There's no justice there. If you think that's justice, again, you're dumber than a box of rocks. You don't know a damn thing, and I don't want you anywhere near my foxhole. You got bad juju all around you if you're that stupid. Stay the hell away from my foxhole. But he said to them, if I tell you, you won't believe, and if I ask, you will in no way answer me, or let me go. From now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of Yahweh. They all said, are you then the son, or weos in the Greek, of Yahweh? He said to them, you say it, because I am. Then they said, why do we need any more witness? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth. Now, what did he actually say? He didn't condemn anybody. He didn't say anything that would cause his own death sentence, did he? Just like the Bundys, they're out of prison now. Praise Yahweh for that, through some sort of miraculous deliverance. And now they can go out and tell people what really happened. But they were done the same way Christ was done here in the book of Luke. All right? The Jews, when they want something, they will fabricate evidence. They will get confidential informants who, again, have Jewish shekels hanging in their pockets. Just like Judas. They'll say anything on the witness stand they want. Besides that, the Jew really doesn't care anyway. It's all show. Just like the trial of Christ was all for show. It wasn't about justice. Our courts today have become Judaized. Same thing there. It's just a formality to get the Jew what he wants. It was interesting when Edgar Steele, the attorney from California that represented Pastor Richard Butler of the Aryan Nations. He and I talked on the phone quite a bit, and I interviewed him at least two or three times, and I interviewed his wife after he was put in prison. But Edgar Steele was probably one of the best defense attorneys in California. He had 25 years of zero losses. Zero. losses in 25 years. I think he knows a thing or two. And I remember asking him, why did you represent Richard Butler in that trial? He said, because it was a closed, you know, open, closed case. There was no outcome, but not guilty. There was no offense, no laws broken, not by Richard Butler. And then he found out the power of the Jew within the legal system. Even though he put together a beautiful defense of Richard Butler, they found him guilty. And they took all of his property and basically shut down the Aryan nations up there. And then they turned their attention to Edgar Steele, because Edgar Steele then became a prolific writer explaining how the Jews have subverted the legal system. So then they went after Edgar through his own family, fabricated evidence, fabricated a story, fabricated everything. Until finally, Edgar died in custody. That's how they work. Is that justice? If that's your form of justice, then you're a communist. You're a Judaizer. What would Christ say to you? Let's see. Something I'm pretty sure that'll go along the lines of, depart from me. I never knew you. You're going to hear those words. Some of you are. Again, I'm here to tell you. You're going to hear those very words out of the mouth of our Heavenly Father. Depart from me. I never knew you. There's nothing of me that reflects in you. That's what a son of God means, by the way, in the Aramaic expressions. To be a son of God means that you're like the silver that the silversmith refines, as spoken of in Scripture. When the silversmith puts the flame to the silver, what's he have to do? He has to adjust that flame just right. If he gets it too hot, he's going to burn the silver and destroy it. If it's not hot enough, it won't be cleansed. How does our Father treat us? He puts us through enough misery and persecution to burn the bad stuff off of us. But not so much that it destroys us. Then the lady asked the silversmith, well then, how do you know when the silver is clean? When is the silver refined and usable? The silversmith looked at her and he said, oh, that part's easy. When I see my reflection in the silver. Hallelujah. When our King sees a reflection of himself in you, the persecution stops. That goes for individuals. That goes for an entire race. When he sees his reflection in you, your behavior, your conduct, your words, your dress, then the salvation comes. The whole company of them rose up and brought him before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, we found this man perverting the nation. Oh, can't you just hear the Jews in Washington saying that about us Christians? Oh, wait a minute. I did hear a Jew in Washington do that, Bernie Sanders, at the confirmation hearing of that young Christian man who dared to quote a Bible verse on social media. And Bernie made the statement that being a devout Christian and speaking verses of Bible made him unfit for public office in Washington, the diabolical cabal, D.C. So we here again, 2,000 years later, the Jews haven't changed one bit, have they? So they said he was perverting the nation, forbidding paying taxes to Caesar, fighting the IRS, which is a Jewish creation from 1913 when they formed the Federal Reserve, Social Security, and the income tax, all in the same year. three albatrosses around the neck, three millstones around the neck of the white race in America. Saying that to himself, or saying that he himself is Christ, a king. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Judaeos?" Now in the Greek language, that word is the king of the Judaeos, not Jews. Judaeos either means Judean, meaning a person who lives in the area of Judea, or a member of the tribe of Judah. Context. You have to use context to figure out which one applies, but the word Jew does not apply in either case. Again, a mistranslation. He answered them, or he answered him, "So say you." Pilate said to the chief priests and the multitudes, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." So Pilate was basically saying, there's nothing wrong with this guy. What's the matter with you people? But they insisted. The American people have made it quite clear that we like our weapons. We believe in the Constitution, the Bible, and the Founding Fathers. But they insist, as Ted Nugent found out. If you look at the faces behind the attempt to disarm the American people, you'll find a Jewish face every single time. But they insisted, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee even to this place." But when Pilate heard Galilee mentioned, he asked if the man was a Galilean. When he found out that he was in Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem during that time. How about that? Crafty Pilate, just like a good government official, right? I'm going to shove this whole mess off onto Herod. Now, when Herod saw Yahshua, he was exceedingly glad, for he had wanted to see him for a long time, because he had heard many things about him. He hoped to see some miracle done by him. He questioned him with many words, but he gave no answers. Yahshua, that is. The chief priests and the scribes stood vehemently accusing him. You see, they can't even let a trial go on. They sit back with their hissing, like the little serpents that they are. Herod, even though Herod was one of them, he was an Idumean. Herod, with his soldiers, humiliated him and mocked him. Sounds familiar. Dressing him in luxurious clothing, they sent him back to Pilate. Again, a mockery. Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before that, they were enemies with each other. Sleeping with the enemy. Pilate called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people and said to them, "You brought this man to me as one that perverts the people. And see, I have examined him before you and found no basis for a charge against this man concerning those things of which you accuse him. Neither has Herod, for I sent you to him. And see, nothing worthy of death has been done by him. I will therefore chastise him and release him." So here we have the Idumean, Herod, and the secular ruler, Pilate, in agreement that Christ has done nothing wrong. Here we have left and right, with any kind of rational thinking, agreeing that guns aren't the problem. Wicked people are the problem. That's as plain as the nose on your face, as they used to say. However, certain elements, i.e. the communists amongst us, can't let that go because they need us disarmed. It's time to overthrow white Christian America completely. They're almost there. They've got control of an awful lot of things, but they got to get the guns before the final stroke. Now, he had to release one prisoner to them at the feast. That was their custom. But they all cried out together, saying, "Away with this man. Release to us Barabbas, one who was thrown into prison for a certain revolt in the city and for murder. Then Pilate spoke to them again, wanting to release Yeshua. But they shouted, crying, "Crucify, crucify him." Does it sound familiar, folks? They take their control of the media. They take their money, their ill-gotten gain through the Federal Reserve System, how they've stolen trillions of dollars claiming it disappeared. Hey, I got news for you dumber than rocks people out there. Trillions of dollars don't just disappear off ledgers. All right? There are elements in Washington, D.C. and the Pentagon that know exactly where those trillions went. Most of them have names like Goldstein and Berger and Haberman and every other Jewish surname you can think of. And by God, if they think torture is acceptable to everybody that's non-Jewish, then I think we need to round these sons of bitches up and put them in Gitmo, and let's start applying some of their own methodologies to them until they tell us where that $21 trillion they stole from the American people is. I'll bet you I have some military friends of mine who would relish the opportunity to take these Israelis into Gitmo and shut the door, and nobody's coming out until we've got some answers. Wouldn't that be a nice change of pace for a change? I can guarantee you there's some Palestinians that think it's about time. I can guarantee you there are hundreds of thousands of victims of what we did in Iraq that thinks that's a great idea. I can guarantee you there's millions of people in Syria that think that's a great idea. I can guarantee you there are plenty of black people in Africa when the truth comes out of what the Nelson Mandela communists did to both white and blacks, would love to see some true justice done for a change. The question is, are the white people ready for it? The rest of the world is. Scripture puts it this way: the whole world is in travail. That same word is used for the pain that a woman suffers as she gives birth to a child. Straining, groaning, sweating to give birth. The whole world is waiting to come back into balance with Yahweh's law. We call it nature. It's Yahweh's natural order. Everything is out of order, thanks to these creatures called Jews. The whole world is straining as a woman in labor. And what are they waiting for? What does the word tell us they're waiting for? Oh, that's right. The sons of Yahweh, can you say Adamites, who blush? Only one race blushes. Only one pure race blushes. That's the white race. The sons of Yahweh, to be manifested, to come up out of that valley of dead and dry bones and put on sinew and bone and flesh instead of being these zombies that walk around as if there's nothing between the ears that functions anymore, that they don't give a damn about anything except their next high, their next stoner session, their next heroin intake, their next sex session, their next girly viewing, the next reality TV show, the next football game, you name it. They've got 1,000 ways to entertain you as long as you don't ever try to fix anything. That's what Satan is hoping for. Accept my bribes and accept my entertainments. You don't want to get involved. You can't win. Isn't that what Napoleon Bonaparte said? The first order of warfare is to convince your enemy he cannot win. This is what the Jews are doing through their control of the media, trying to convince us we can't win. We've won already. We just have to take it. This world was given to us to be taken care of. We are to tend the garden. We are the Adam people of the Bible. This whole world was our dominion. We have jurisdiction over this entire world. Why? Because we have the moral law. We bring law, and order wherever we go. The only time that doesn't happen is when we're infiltrated with the antichrists. Now, let's see. If you were a thinking person and you've got this perfect formula here, all the races are outside the walls of the New Jerusalem looking for the sons of Adam for enlightenment, for education, for tutoring on proper ways to for human hygiene, for agriculture, for farming, for medicine, etc. Waiting for us to show them how to make improvements in their home countries. They're sitting out there waiting. And what are the Adamites doing? Everything but that. They're sitting around saying, well, we have to wait for Charlie Schumer, the Jew, and Boxer, the Jew, and Pelosi, the Jew, and Lautenberg, the Jew, and Feinstein, the Jew, and the rest of the Jews. We have to get their permission to do what Yahweh told us to do. I wonder how that's going to go when we stand in front of him as a group and he looks out upon us and we sit there with that lame-ass excuse. Let's see. I created the world and put you in it. I gave you the commandment to tend my garden. When I came as Messiah and walked amongst you in a flesh body so that you could see how things are done, because sometimes you are pretty silly and pretty lame, so I came and I actually showed you in a flesh body. I gave you all of this instruction. I told you what the plan was. I told you what you are and who you are and where you're going. I gave you all the tools that the Holy Spirit can bring to a person. I gave you all of this. And what have you done with it? From where I'm sitting, my whole creation is in turmoil while you're sitting around playing tiddlywinks, while you're sitting around bemoaning what the Jew is doing to you. It's mind control. And it's not just the MK Ultras and those kind of programs. It's mind control through the simple things. Why do you think they want laws saying you've got to send your kids through a public school system or any other system controlled by government? Folks, it's none of the government's damn business. Education belongs at home. Why do you think they want laws about insurance programs and health insurance to force you into their indoctrination centers and also to put you into their killing zones where the Jew can inject you with all kinds of things to not kill you? He doesn't want to kill you outright. He wants it to linger. He wants you to stay around just enough that he can milk it completely dry. Every insurance program you have, every ounce of savings that you have, and then you can die. And don't tell me that isn't how they work, because I saw what they did to my own mother and father. So don't you dare try to tell me that's not what they do. I watched how they do it. Powerless to stop it. Why? Because my own family would not listen. My own family would not listen to my warnings. Just as I'm watching my family called the white race today, not listening to the warnings. Do you think that we here at Eurofolk Radio have been on the air for nearly two decades now, and we've marched up and down the east and west of this great land speaking to whoever would listen? Do you think we did that because it was fun to do? Do you think we did it for our own good health? Our relationship with the Father was established long ago. I don't need to do this for my relationship with Him. That's already established. We're doing it because we love you and because it's our command from the Father. It's an anointing. It's a calling. It's a, well, the scripture talks about, it's like somebody putting a hot coal on your tongue. That's the analogy. It's a euphemism. It's an idiom of expression. It means that you can't stop talking about Father Yahweh and his law. You can't stop warning the people, even though it's frustrating as hell at times. And let me tell you, it is frustrating as hell. Literally. It is frustrating to know the things that we've been taught by the Father on high. To know that we know. And then to see our people care so little to understand and know it. You know, it'd be one thing if people would come to me and say, Dan, I think you're full of crap. I've done some experiments and I'm doing it this way. And look how I'm being blessed. That's not what I'm seeing. I see people half my age with joint replacements. I see them on 5 or 6 medications. I see them doing Prozac, going down to see psychiatrists. I see them dying on battlefields. I see crime going up through the roof. I see the country going to hell in a handbasket. So you tell me where this great experiment you've got where you know better than the Father. I don't see it. So my brain tells me that there's something missing here. Maybe that's why Christ is said to have had such a look of forlornness on his face. Sadness. Because here was the Creator himself in a flesh body walking amongst his own kind. And most of them didn't give a damn. How disappointing for somebody to create something as beautiful as this world and we as his children. When we do things right, this world is a beautiful place. And yet we've allowed it to be turned into a cesspool with Satanism and the occult and the perverse things such as pedophilia and cannibalism now being pushed by these Satanists. And there's actually people out there that don't give a damn. I would say if you don't have a look of sadness on your face, then you might be one of them. Because anybody that knows the difference cares. How could you not be saddened? I see we got a caller. Hold on just a second.
Welcome. This service is provided by freeconferencecall.com. There is one other participant in the conference.
Pastor Steve, is that you?
That sure is, brother. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing about as good as can be expected. How about you?
Well, I wanted to call in the last few minutes. I have been listening with rapt attention. I just want to say to those out there that are listening that what's coming up for us, you don't have any chance of avoiding. There are many, many, many that think they're gonna let others do all the work and do all the fighting and do all that stuff. If you were born white, you are involved. Whether you like it or not, you don't have a choice at this point. Because they're going to come after you, and if you lay down and, please, just don't hurt me, they're going to send you to camp, and they're going to kill you there. You're going to be at risk, period. They're not going to give you a choice. This is their history. This is their current modus operandi, and it will be in the future. Yes, Yeshua Messiah is coming back with his mighty angels. But he has commanded us to occupy until the end. And he has told us in Scripture that we are his battle axe and weapons of war. They're not going to give us as a people any choice. So it behooves you as an individual Israelite, male or female, to be prepared for very, very, very hard times, which are going to be thrust upon us unwillingly. What we like and what we want and what the way we'd rather have it. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, but it doesn't mean hill of beans. They have a juggernaut going that's virtually unstoppable until it is stopped. And who's going to be charged with stopping it? Well, unfortunately, it is us. We were chosen, and we have been chosen to fight Yahweh's battles. Yes, he intervenes, and he puts his mighty hand in. But we're going to have to get out there on the front line in some capacity. Even if you're not a frontline soldier, you're going to have to contribute to the cause. You're not going to get out of this scot-free. So don't dream on and think it's going to avoid you, because it's not. You are born in your uniform with your white skin. They will see that. You will be the enemy automatically. And whether you're a combatant or not, if you're a mewling coward, you will be executed. It says right in the book of Revelations about the cowards, you will pick to be among the goats. If you won't stand up for your own people, you are going to be spewed out. And that's all I have to say, Dan. They don't want to know what's coming. They're watching TV and watching movies, and they think all this other stuff is going to happen like in the movie. That's not how it is when the bullets start flying. And I speak from experience.
Amen to that. Tell the folks about your program tomorrow night.
It's going to be Haters of the Truth. I don't want to say too much. I want you to tune in. But it's going to give the lowdown on who we are facing and why we are facing it, why they hate us so much. So that's just a little ear tickling right there. Tune in. It's a wake-up call. And if you miss it, it'll be repeated at a more reasonable hour. I know the Europeans can't stay up that late, but it'll be on early enough for them to hear it.
Right. That's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I am careful. I don't think I played The Ride this time. That's one of my favorite songs.
Yep.
I love that. I love that song. He's Johnny Cash sound-alike, but boy, he gives a good message.
Yeah, he does. I like that. That's Daryl Barr up there in Canada, one of our brothers, a great musician, yeah, and great vocals.
Oh, just and the pickers behind him. Oh, boy, they got some musicians on that record. That's great.
Right.
But I'm glad to hear that you're making progress down there and you're having meetings with the men. This can't be a wing and a prayer thing. It's going to have to be organized. And if it's one thing our race does well, it's organized. It may only be a few of us to get started, but when it starts to hit the fan, I hope they come out of the woodwork and take up arms with us. I mean, we don't want this, okay? We really don't. We'd rather just live in peace, but we're not going to be given a choice. These people are evil that we are facing, and they don't want peace. They want war, death, and destruction of our people. They want to eliminate us from the planet, and Yahweh's just not going to have that. I'm sorry.
Amen. Amen to that. Are you familiar with the Henry Ford quote? It's in his book, The International Jew, that he spent millions of his own dollars to research and get the people to get all the information together. But if folks out there, if you haven't read it, you need to read it. Henry Ford, the industrialist, the inventor of the Ford motor car, and he wrote he had the book written, The International Jew. But there's a statement in there that says, the thing that the international Jew hates amongst more than anything else on earth is the truth. They cannot tolerate the truth. And it's very apropos that that quote was in there, based on what you're going to talk about tomorrow night and what we're talking about here tonight, because the international Jew, the communist Jews, are behind all of the nefarious things that are going on. And the one thing they can't tolerate is the very thing that Christ told us that was sharper than a two-edged sword, and it's the truth, right?
Yeah, well, you hear all the Bible verses that go with it. I mean, I just picked. There's a lot from the book of John and a lot from some of the other ones. I have a list here. It's just a whole herd of them. But he was right. And they hate those that tell the truth with an undying hatred and seek to harm us. And if y'all out there don't realize how much we put ourselves at risk here at EFR, we're on the front lines right now. And if you don't think they go around and murder people, you haven't been paying attention.
And, well, hell, they've killed 80 naturopathic doctors. I mean, talk about folks that haven't done anything wrong. Naturopathic doctors are some of the nicest people on earth, and yet they've murdered 80 of them trying to keep the stuff that they have discovered and were willing to share with the people silenced because it would cut into their profits, their blood money.
Yeah, that's the problem with the big pharma. The drug sorcerers want to eliminate their competition. Like everything else, they want to eliminate their competition. You will notice now, because we're getting close to the top of the hour, they are in full panic mode. And a great deal of that has to do with what we are engaged in here and on other sites and people over in Europe that are questioning, that are exposing, that are shining the light where the cockroaches hide. And they're scattering back underneath and plotting to eliminate those with the flashlights. So, all I can say is click. Shine that light. And that's what we can do, but I will be a willing participant in what is to come in some capacity, maybe not on the front line. Maybe I'm back taking care of the wounded. Maybe I'm cooking meals. Maybe I'm cleaning out a latrine. But I'll be doing something for the effort. That's for sure. Whatever Yahweh puts me in, he may heal me by the time it hits the fan and I can take my place with the other men. I will have my sword. It's on the way. It should get here sometime this week, I hope. And well, you must be crazy. What are you going to do with the sword? It tells us what we're going to do with the swords. At the end, there's going to be something that needs to be done. And I would be one of the people, even if I have to loan it to somebody with stronger arms. It's going to have to be done. They're going to have to be put down.
Yeah, amen to that. You know, one of the interesting things in the past 20 years of traveling to different gatherings and speaking and getting a chance to interview lots of people, I've been amazed at how many of the men that I talked to over those 20 years that had gone out and bought battle axes, spears, swords, shields, some guys even coats of mail. And I would ask them, why are you doing that? And almost every time they'd go, you know, I really can't tell you why. I just have this strong urge to go and buy and have these ancient weapons that our people have used for, like I said, thousands of years. And they just go out and buy them. They don't really know what's causing that desire to have them, but they just have it and they're out there buying them. And it, like I said, guy after guy after guy at these gatherings was telling me the same thing.
Well, I've got this really, this is not a decorative little toy. This is the real deal. It comes unsharpened, but it's going to be easily sharpened if you know how to put an edge on a blade. That's me. But being in the martial arts all those years, I have a number of things. I have a bow fighting staff and some canes for Arnis. And I know how to use a blade. I know all the kata. I just have to get back into it. Because I'm still healing after that surgery, but I haven't got it yet, Eli. It's on the way, but it's not a toy. This is a battle ready Viking sword with a complete fuller. People that know what a fuller is understand what it's for, so it doesn't get stuck in something. It's called a blood groove. And I'm going to professionally sharpen the edge, as I do all my other stuff. I have a number of combat knives, et cetera, et cetera. And, a lot of people don't understand how to use a knife. They see this stuff on TV, and they'll be disarmed, and they'll have it used against them. Was it Jeet Kune Do? Is what you teach... Captain Witness, he's in there giving me advice. Or Jeet Kune Do, that's right. I had it backwards. Many good styles. I was in Taekwondo for a long time. So still know it, and I've been getting myself in shape. My legs are in great shape. I can kick an apple off of somebody's head. It's just my upper body due to the bone being split down the middle. it's going to take a while for that to heal. Yahweh will heal me in time, I'm sure. But I'm with you in spirit and in body, my friend. You're trying to wake people up and get them prepared, which is going to mean survival for our people, and that's an honorable thing that you're doing, and I really appreciate it, Dan.
Well, thanks a lot, Steve. Thank you, buddy. Well, Yahweh bless, and thanks for calling in, and I hope the folks will tune in tomorrow night at 9 p.m. and catch your wake-up call.
There we go. May Yahweh bless and keep you, my brother, and I'll talk to you a little bit later.
Take care.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Okay, folks, again, that was Pastor Steve, a regular here on Eurofolk Radio. He does a lot of programs of his own, like Wake-Up Call. And he's on also with Pastor Eli as like a co-host. So he's also an administrator here at Eurofolk Radio. So Steve has dedicated his life to this effort to save our people and to bring honor to our Heavenly Father. You got to remember that they go hand in hand, okay? We are His creation. When we let things go to hell the way we have, that's a tarnishment on us. But it also is a tarnishing of the honor of our Creator. All right? And any of you people out there that want to buy into this evolution and all this modernism and Jewish babble, psychobabble about evolution and Big Bang Theory and all of this other hogwash, you can go ahead and do that if you want. But anybody with a rational brain can sit down and figure out fairly quickly that there's nothing on this earth that happened by accident. None of us are here by accident. None of the creation is by accident. There is intelligent design about every single facet of life on this earth. And we have been lied to about almost everything in order to keep us in the dark about who we are and who He is. And I do mean He, not she and not it. He. And I dare anybody out there to try to bring charges on me for using an incorrect pronoun. I'm telling you, you people are dumber and dumber every day that goes by, buying into this bullshit. And then I see these young soy boys walking down the street with hair bands in, buns, put their hair up in a bun, makeup on, dressing like little fairies. You guys have identified who you are. You don't even deserve the title. They probably should have a special pronoun for you because you're not really men. You may have the equipment that God gives to a man, but you sure aren't men. You're snowflakes. You're flakes, all right. Yeah, you're flakes. If you're buying into this feminist stuff, and by the way, we didn't get into it, but they are considering making, for the first time in history, the head of the CIA a Jewish hag woman. Just like the American Legion's got a woman at the national level, and now the state of Florida is going to put a woman in charge here for the state level. Let me tell you something, and if I offend the ladies out there, I'll apologize ahead of time, but I'm sick to death of the feminization of America. All right? Just because some of the ladies just don't want to do what Yahweh gave you the job to do and gave you perfect credentials to be good mothers and homemakers. Instead, you want to go out here and think that you can be men and run this world. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. If there was a country I could go to that was run completely by men, I think I would go there. I'm just sick of it. Thanks for tuning in. Again, it's EuroFolkRadio.com. Stay strong, pray, prepare, and stay out of the way. And may his coming be quick. Hallelujah.